Buff Bradley is with us now. Buff, first of all, good morning and thanks for taking the time. How about that trip down memory lane?
That was really nice. Thank you for having me, Mike.
You know,
that was a special victory. It really was.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures on social media that were posted right afterwards, and it, you know, the expression on your face and Calvin, that race really did mean a lot. How come?
Well, it was one of the last horses that my dad bred, and he's been a special family horse since day one. I mean, he's always been such a character with a lot of personality, very intelligent horse, and so he's been one of the family's favorites throughout his life. So, you know, to see him put it all together and have a good run at some nice horses, you know, that's special.
He's kind of a lightly raced horse, huh? You pick your spots carefully with him.
Well, and we took some time with him, you know, early on because he's just a big old horse, and we wanted to make sure that we didn't pound him into the ground too early. We wanted to make sure that he was, you know, fully mature before he really got rolling with him.
Yeah, well, he has become a fully mature horse and really hits his best stride now. Buff, if you were going to describe him, you mentioned his personality, and I talked about this earlier when we opened the show, that he has some personality traits and some quirks that are somewhat unique to the player. If you were going to describe him, how would you do it?
He's very much like a kid. I mean, he's always messing with you and trying to get you to, you know, play with him, and we'll do just the funny things. You know, he'll lie down in the mornings and stick his head out the door underneath the gate and try to get peppermints from you. And on Derby Day, he did that, and you know, all the kids came by and would pet him, and he wouldn't even care. He sits in a stall. You know, we'll walk by and he'll just be sitting in a stall. So he sits like a dog. So he's really funny doing that. And yeah, he does. He's just got a really neat personality.
He looks like he could be a super important horse next year. The handicap ranks thinning out a little bit, and the fact that he goes a mile and an eighth without any problem, he can probably go a lot farther.
Yeah, I think, we had that question in mind, whether how far he was going to go and where he was with his distance. I thought early on he might be a miler, but no, he really shows that he likes stretching out, that he's got the speed to be close and carry on with it. So that makes for a better racehorse. And I think that was what really got us excited after his last win, showing that, you know, he's got the speed to be right there and then go on with it. You know, he ran against a very nice horse, an Awesome Slough, the race before in the ACAC. And you know, he got ran down that day, and that horse ran an awesome race that day. So it just we got outrun that day. But we thought, you know, if we can move forward by going further, then, you know, we've got a better racehorse. So, and that's what it showed us.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes Gilded Time throws those horses that can go a long distance. It kind of goes against, you know, what he was as a racehorse. But I've noticed as a broodmare sire, he's really got some distance genes in there somewhere. The horses seem to be able to go a long ways.
Right. And most of his family is going longer. So, you know, his half-brother ran well at Kentucky Downs. That race, I think, was a mile and 3/8 or something. So, you know, we do think that now the distance is probably not going to be a problem for him.
Buffy had a workout yesterday. 113.40 was the time for that work, according to the Churchill Downs clocker, John Nichols. Your thoughts on that workout and how you're bringing him up to a race like the Grade 1 Clark?
Well, one thing that we've learned about him, he early on, he's a fast horse, and I was trying to slow him down a little bit more in his workouts, and I just don't think he was getting as much out of him. So I've let him work on his own lately. But yesterday, the week before last, I really wanted a good strong work in him, and he went 59-3, and we were very happy with that because he did it well in hand even then. Yesterday, he had two horses that broke off about two lengths in front of him right when Calvin was getting ready to drop down in the breeze. And so Calvin just let those go on, and he sat behind them and ended up getting 4 or 5 lengths behind them. And then in the stretch, Calvin said, "You're my eighth pole." He said he wanted to just go get him, so he just let him go by him and galloped out really strong. And it went a minute flat for 5/8, so that's what we were looking at. And then galloped out, and as you said, 13-2, I guess it was. So, and just around there, and he came back, and really, I mean, he recovered pretty quickly. You know, he was going around the shed row looking for peppermints pretty quickly.
How many peppermints do you figure he eats a day?
You know, a bunch, because every time I go by there, he's like looking at me, we're like, "Where is it?" And I'm like, "Well, you keep running like that, you'll get one every time I pass you."
Have you ever been around a horse with this much personality?
Well, I've been around, you know, the good horses, they seem to show a little bit more class and personality sometimes, because I just think back about Brass Hat or Groupie Doll, Vesadero, some of those that really, you could just see how intelligent they are and stuff. But I have not been around a horse that has had this much personality, just the way he's been, and knowing him his whole life, I think, is just, you know, I've got more pictures of him than I got of my kids, unfortunately, to say, on my phone. And we laugh about it all the time, and, you know, about, "Oh, look, here, let me show you a picture of the player," you know. It was like, well, the kids laugh about it, too, though.
Well, it worked for Carol and Hine.
They've got several.
Yeah, a truly special horse. Talking with Buff Bradley, the trainer of the player, who is pointing for that Grade 1 Clark Handicap at Churchill on Friday. Buff, can you give us an update on some of the other major contenders that are pointing for that race?
You know, I'm not really sure. I've talked to some. I mean, I think, you know, Brendan Walsh's horse, Honorable Duty, he's going to be a different horse probably running over here. I don't think that he really liked the off track, you know, at Keeneland. So I expect him to run a much bigger race, and I'm sure he'll be tough to handle. You're going to run against good horses. You're running Grade Ones. People are going to show up with their horses, and Opportunity, Diversify, all of those look like they're coming in it pretty well.
Buff Bradley with us here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. All right, Buff, so our good friend Mike Dianzaris with Embrace the Race noticed the press release that you were going to be on the program with us today, and he sent me an email last night, and he said, "Let Buff know that we have some new tie colors for him when he comes on the show." So
good. That's what I need. I mean, you notice when I won a big race, I had the tie on.
I know you did. Yeah, it's a prevalent in the winner's circle now, and I know he's very appreciative of that. So I'm going to ask you, we're going to send you another gift from Embrace the Race for coming on the show here with us again. But outside of the clothing and the ties and everything that Mike sends to you, what is it that makes you embrace the sport of thoroughbred racing?
I don't know. I love it. Love coming here and love being around the horses. And, you know, you love just seeing, you want to get the most out of your horses just to do the best of their ability. And when you see that and see the excitement of the grooms and the hot walkers and the exercise riders, the assistants, everybody, the blacksmiths, you know, everybody getting excited about it. I think that's why we love it, because we are a big family back here.
Yeah, couldn't have said it any better. That's Buff Bradley, trainer of the player. Buff, as always, we appreciate a few minutes here this morning, and all the best this week with the player and with everybody else that you're going to send out. Keep it rolling.
Thank you all so much.